rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I rode it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I rode it easy way.
Everybody stand up for EZ, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good.
All right, all right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another awesome show, Eat and Talk Live. We do our specials. We get live whenever we can. You guys ready for a good show? All right. This is a live talk radio show, so if you guys feel like you want to tune in and join in and be a part of the action, be a part of the fun, you can call us at 914-338-1303. You can always email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. So we're going to have Jonathan Goldstein on here pretty later on in the show, probably mid-section, and we're going to get to know him. He was actually James Brown's right-hand guy. Can you believe that? How cool is that? James Brown, actually, right-hand guy, did a lot of promotion, did tons of stuff with James Brown, and he's doing the film financing stuff right now. He's walking carpets, he's just all over the place. He is the power broker of all power brokers, so he's a good guy to know, definitely a good guy to know. And let me give you guys a couple updates on what's going on with Easy Way. And if you guys choose that you want to be a part of the movement, you can download our app by texting the letters E and Z to the number 21777. That's texting the letters EZ to 21777. Thank you to our sponsor, TextMeLeads.net. So you can go to EasyWay.TextMeLeads.net and get yourself that same service. It's always about database collection. Always about database collection, man. So we've recently acquired a network through Amazon Television powered by Verizon and Wascal. Newest, hottest technology. Everybody's calling it the most technological advanced technology for television. And EasyWay TV now has a network. And if you guys go check out our Twitter, actually, go follow EasyWay TV if you want to watch our episodes and our interviews and what we got going on. You see that our other network, Film On, is actually retreating like crazy. One of our endorsements from one of the top executives of Film On, Chris, my man Chris. Shout out to my man Christopher out there doing his thing, Christopher Hansen. You can follow Easyway TV as well as Easyway Broadcast if you want to follow the movement, get more involved in what we got going on. So we had an awesome birthday. There's a bunch of interviews. There's actually one specific interview on our EasyWay TV channel on YouTube with Shane Sparks, Steven Spielberg's associates that have done business with him, Dev Ross, which is an Emmy Award-winning writer, did Land Before Time, Aladdin, as well as John Reynolds, who did was involved with the E.T. movie and many, many, many other movies. My good friend Summer Lean, who's known as the Wicked Bitch of Hollywood. She's got her own show on Sirius Radio. Definitely make sure you check her out. Variety Magazine actually named her those names. And she is doing her thing with television. She's also going to be involved in supporting us with our network. The EasyWay TV network powered by Wascal, partnered with Verizon and on Amazon Television. And then the third quarter, Xbox and Apple TV. Yeah, man, we've been moving and grooving, doing our thing. If you guys are interested in getting a show with us or getting more involved with the network, you can call us at 424-209-9290, or you can email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Follow the social media, catch the movement, hashtag EasyWay. Get involved, man, get involved. So, like I said, we got a really awesome interview coming up. I'm really excited to interview this gentleman. He's part of the team. Met him actually at my birthday. So I'll get more into that story in a second here. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break to give you some more information about EasyWay Broadcasting, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you can always get involved. You can call 914-338-1303. Just follow us on Twitter because we're tweeting out this show like crazy. It's going. It's always live. That's how we do it, the EasyWay guys. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy, with Easy Talk Live.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
No, sir. No, ma'am. We don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. And if you guys want to get involved as well, we have our Easy Way Access membership, which is EasyWayAccess.com. It's a social network membership. Gives you access to the elite of the elite. Gives you more promotion and boost behind your social media and access to some of the biggest and best events and media exposure. So it's a nice little family, guys. Definitely check out Easy Way Access. So we are going to be doing some fun things, man. And by the way, before we get to our guests, which I don't know is in queue, I'm going to have to talk to Sophia, see if he's in the studio with us. But I wanted to give a moment of silence and actually play some music and take some time to give our condolences to the family for Prince, as well as the wrestler China, which actually was an acquaintance of mine. Not Prince, but China was an acquaintance of mine. Legend is gone. He will be extremely missed, man. It hurt to hear that. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it hurt me to hear that. And I thought I was like a nightmare. You know, like I thought I'd wake up and it wasn't going to be true. But man, Prince, condolences. We're going to pray. We're going to play a little song here, and we're going to go ahead and bow our heads and just think about Prince for a little bit. And hopefully when we come back, we'll have our guest. All right, guys, Easy Talk Live.
Hey, have you seen her over there? I'm about to pull up right on over there. That's the one in green.
One in the green. You see her? She got like three friends with her.
This yo is packed.
It's popping.
Yo, pull up right now.
I'm about to pull up right next to
turn
her.
Turn around, turn around.
My mate.
Hey.
Don't get it.
It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it. Yeah, it's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it. Yeah, it's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it. Yeah, it's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it. Yeah, it's the let out.
It's 3 in the morning. Let the games begin.
Okay.
The let out is a sport.
It is.
And I came to win. Defense wins games.
What?
I got that toolie on me. Hate it when they girlfriend drooling on me.
We just try and have a great night.
Let's do it.
And leave with them better than the great white.
Damn.
I got my music playing.
Shit.
With the window down.
Damn.
And the wind.
Match my speakers. Cause the end's so loud. Ooh, rolling in the 57 7 Candy apple red. Got me looking like an essay.
They is all gold. Rolling on fro. The good girl's home. So we only on home.
Real men with some liquor and some Mary J. Take them back to Inglewood with Lil Casey.
It's the party,
it's the party, it's the party.
Thanks
to Keisha, Veronica, and
Sade. It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it. Yeah, it's the let out. We just looking for some the club that's out, and now we about to get it. Yeah, it's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it. Yeah, it's the let out. We just looking for some the club that's out, and now we about to get it. Yeah, it's the let out.
Headed to the Waffle House just to get acquainted.
All right, guys, and we're back. We are back live and direct on Easy Talk Live, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Click on broadcast and click on radio if you want to check out the show, see all the pictures and the blogs that we've been putting up, and we're going to be putting up. But we got our guest in the house. We're going to be doing it the easy way with Jonathan Goldstein and his friend Quint, which I apologize. I don't have a ton of information on, but we'll get to know him here on the show. And, you know, Jonathan Goldstein is a unique gentleman, and I'm going to give you guys a little insight on Jonathan Goldstein and Quint, actually, here before we – because I just got the email. See how the team works, man? That's how Easy Way Broadcasting does it. Thank you, Sophia. You got me going here. I got some information. All right, guys. So Jonathan Goldstein is a self-made man, producer, worked with the biggest names in show business, including Janet Jackson, James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, head promoter, and he was the right-hand man, discovered and developed famed – group Big Mountain with the smash hit song Oh Baby, I Love Your Way, featured on the Reality Bites soundtrack, MTV, VH1, and the world at the largest entertainment power broker to Hollywood. He's the largest entertainment power broker to Hollywood. We're going to have to hear that story and how that reputation came about. All right. Author, a screenwriter, as well as a Hollywood blockbuster manager responsible for careers of DJ AM, Adam Goldstein, featured on Iron Man and Entourage, Mark Wahlberg, humanitarian, philanthropist, author, a new publication entitled From Nothing, Everything Affiliated, Nothing to Everything Affiliated with Celebrities Working with His Way. JG is the man with the plan and saves the world as the mover and shaker for God. He's all about God, and God bless you, Johnny. Vonnie Sweeney and James Brown. Also with us, guys, we're going to have Quint. Quint Gabriel was born in the Golden State in Hollywood Dreams as one of the most sophisticated character actors of the of his generation. Quint worked as a diverse as an actor. You'll come across everything he's got going on. His force, loves in cinema and comedy continues to drive the passion and entertainment for the world. A master craftsman in every sense of the world. Quint gives everything to his performances, for he loves what he does and shows TV, films, everything that he does. And you can see Quint on the silver screen in the up-and-coming motion picture At the Hop and The Last Cabalist. I'm sorry if I mispronounced anything. Starring Natalie Portman, Robert De Niro, Marisa Tomei, Joe Pesci, Robert Patterson. Oh, I love Robert Patterson. They're on the Twilight. And Jeremy Irons. His past films include Chasing Mavericks and The Master, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joe Quinn Phoenix, and Jared Butler, as well as the television series Ship to Shore, starring Heather Ledger. In addition to his busy schedule, Quint currently serves as the vice president of Windfall Entertainment Group. So they're a team. They're doing their thing in entertainment. We're about to do it the easy way and check out, hear their story. All right. We got Jonathan Goldstein and Quint. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, guys. You guys there?
Thank you,
hey,
Eric.
Thank you, brother, man. Good to talk to you as always. I have much respect for this man. He's, as far as I'm concerned, he's the Dick Clark of L.A., if not the world, when I get finished.
Oh, that's all right. That's
speaking
cool.
It lightly, Eric. That's speaking
really?
It lightly, Eric.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to that, man. I'm all for. My arms are wide open to anybody that wants to help the positive movement Easy Way is doing. But let's get to know you guys, man. I just want to hear your stories. I mean, wow, that's an amazing bio. You know, I'm sure it doesn't even tell us more than, you know, more, not even
well,
a percent of.
Well, I don't
want
to talk about me that much, but I just want to tell you that I'm basically a product of somebody that believes in themselves, empowered themselves, and inspired themselves through books. Because I used to live in my car. I came from an ultra-conservative family, and I have much respect for my family. My father was a physician, middle class, and he was set in his way. So, you know, I basically ventured out on my own due to the fact that I didn't want to contend with his rules. And it is what it is. But I bought a Ford LTD station where I lived in it, and had a mattress in the back, and that was my roof. He said, if you want to play by my rules, you'd have to get your own roof. And I did. So, anyway, but manifestation through the Lord is very important in my life. And I truly believe that if you believe in yourself, you're going to achieve whatever you want to accomplish. If you believe it, you can achieve it, you know.
You said the Lord.
And
so
I'm living proof. Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? It's I've had divine intervention. I've cheated death three times.
Really?
And,
wow.
You know, angels are there. I mean, I had a car that I worked very hard for, a Ferrari, that a guy put a gun in my hand, stole my car. And you know, I just, nothing would happen. And sure enough, nothing happened. I had another situation where a guy was driving a vehicle very erratically to a concert that Razz B, who's a friend of mine with B2K, and this was just ridiculous. This guy was going all three lanes back and forth at high rate of speed in my car that I knew about. And I knew how that car would act if you were hit the brakes, and it wasn't going to be pretty. So I prayed to God at that point. I thought I saw my life pass before me, and I'd never seen a black guy turn white. But the guy that was with me, he was, you know, he was really just, you know, crying and, you know, just very, it was scary. It was very, very scary, especially when you have no control over anything. You know, that's one thing. It's one thing to have control. It's another thing not to have control. And the third time, I won't even discuss it. I was in a Ferrari crash. It's no big deal. I'm here. That's all that matters.
You can't say I was in a Ferrari crash and then no big deal. That's a real big deal. And God protected you. That's awesome that you're still here.
You're
telling us your story on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the bottom line is that if you believe in yourself and you don't listen to the naysayers and the non-believers that don't believe that you can do something, you know, don't let anybody steal your joy, you know, because you can manifest your own success, you know.
Yeah,
and,
you mentioned Razz. You mentioned Razz B, man. I want to make sure I give a shout out to Razz B. It's like family to me. I've known Razz for over 12 years.
Razz B is actually in Europe right now. He's actually he's in China.
China.
I haven't talked to Razz. Razz is a very spiritual man too. And but anyway, the way I got
to
Ryan,
I'll make sure to tweet this out to him.
Yep.
So whatever you want to say to Razz, say it right now. I will make sure.
Tell Razz much love from Jonathan Goldstein, JG.
You hear that, Razz? Much love from Jonathan Goldstein, JG.
Yeah, tell my Christian brother. I haven't seen him in a minute, but you know, I remember him from Sassoon, and we hit it off, and we have a very close associate named Anitra. And anyway, man, long story short, he's good people. I really enjoy his company. He's a great man. He's spiritual. You know, there's a few cats that I like in this industry that really understand the word. You know what I mean? And they're real people. You know.
Now, Jonathan, so, I was on the phone with you when you were actually talking to one of our members, Carmelita Pittman, and you guys started kind of reminiscing about back in the James Brown and Janet Jackson days. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what you did exactly with James Brown.
Absolutely. My situation was that I was a promoter. I did some car shows. I actually was a comedian for a while and did that on a dare. And so I started writing comedy, performing comedy, and I worked for a production manager in Northern California. And then I got to know the ropes of production and promotion. And I'm the kind of person that I pick things up and, you know, I kind of run with them. And so that being said, I started doing little car shows back in 84. I had one of the first Lamborghinis in public in Northern California, the city that was in Sacramento, California. And then subsequently, I did a car show called Luxury on Wheels with the world's longest limousine, the Guinness World Book of Records 50-foot long limousine with a 12-foot swimming pool that was on the You Look Marvelous video from Billy Crystal. And anyway, and 300 cars. And then after that, I kind of came to the point where I said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'd rather do concerts. They seem like a whole lot easier. So I got into that industry with some partners, and we started small. And then we got into B.B. King, David Sanborn, Molly Hatchet, Rap Boy, and ZZ Top, and Janet Jackson, 1990 Rhythm Nation, which we booked for two markets in Northern California. We had a company called Showmasters. And long story short, I was invited from a lady by the name of Bonnie Hilton Sweeney after the event to go to her house. And I said, well, you must live in L.A. This is in Sacramento. And she said, no, no. She spoke really high. She goes, no, no, I live in Sacramento. And I was blown away, completely blown away.
Do you do voiceovers too, Johnny? That was pretty good. I thought there was a woman in the room. Do that again.
No, I can channel. Listen, I can channel Bonnie Hilton Sweeney because I was with her all the time.
Can you? Okay.
And Carmelita will tell you that because, go ahead.
Let me talk to Bonnie. Tell her that I want to interview. I heard that Bonnie like knows everybody. I want to interview Robert De Niro. I want to interview Robert De Niro and Brad Pitt. You make that happen, Bonnie?
Well, Eric, yeah. I don't do voices. I don't go out like that. But I was the one that gave James Brown his exposure.
Oh, you gave James Brown his exposure? Dang, okay.
Well, no, she's the one that gave him exposure. She's the one that got his teeth fixed, put him on the stage at the Harlem Apollo, Ralph Cooper Sr. Amateur Night. And, she was very instrumental in a lot of people's careers. You know, even B2K. She's the one that discovered B2K because she honored Diddy. She used to honor a lot of people at the pre-Grammys that I produced for her. And that was my,
you produced the pre-Grammys for her?
Yeah.
Wow.
She and I did. Because she had type 2 diabetes, fibromyalgia, and low mobility. She couldn't see very well. And she would lose things, and I'd have to find them, and I'd help her with production and setting up certain things. You know what I mean? And so, but before all that, before I got to know her, I mean, we started working with her, she invited me over to her house, and Mr. Brown called at 9:40. She said she was expecting a very important phone call at 9:40, 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was with a friend of mine, and we were looking at this house in Sacramento, and there were all these amazing things like oil on canvas, Mr. Brown painting, the original bobblehead doll from James Brown, you know, all these gold records, pictures of Catherine and Jackson and you know, Joseph, and pictures of the OJs, Temptations, Janae Dubois, Marley Gibbs, you name it, they were up there. And it was just blown away. And I saw a picture. I remember I told you when I was talking to Carmelita, she remembers this, that you walk in there and you see these gold records, Playboy records. She was a hit of Playboy records too. And and she even wrote for Janet. She said, I'm gonna
go change real quick and come back, and I'm expecting a really important phone call around 9:45. Could you please answer Miss Sweeney's residence?
And I said, sure, Bonnie. And so I answered the Miss Sweeney's residence. I hear Mr. Charles Bobbitt, please wait for Miss, stand by Mr. Brown. And I'm like, what? And all of a sudden I hear, let me speak to my girl, you know. And the hairs on my neck, because I had it at the time, stood up. And I said, Bonnie, there's a body. You coming? You know, there's a phone call. And she comes on. She goes,
hello. Well, hi, Mr. Brown. How are you? Oh, that's John Goldstein. Yeah, he promoted Janet's show. Oh, yeah, no, that was very good. Yeah.
You know, and all this stuff.
Oh, I got
You know, being long story short, she recruited me to do what she used to do.
That's awesome.
She passed me the torch.
That was cool. And, you know, I'm doing some research on your Facebook page here. I got a couple questions for you on your in regards
Certainly.
To your Facebook page. Okay. First and foremost, you got a whole bunch of like code on your page. It looks like it says Facebook VIP account with some like QR, you know, some UPC coding.
You don't want to give me all your secrets. I'll give you a VIP account tonight if you want.
Give me a VIP account? Okay, cool. Well, so what does this mean? Because
I
see a whole bunch of
VIP.
Like,
I mean, Quint's got one. All my closest. It's not
so
what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. Let's just leave it at that.
So I'm like clicking on, I mean, I'm the social media, based upon third-party perspective, I'm like one of the top social media people in the world, and I'm
I know that. And if anything, you should have those credentials. So guess
this is
what?
Crazy.
I'm going to give them to you tonight.
But I got to tell you guys, this is kind of cool because you can actually click on this code, and it does take you to a Facebook check. That looks like it. This looks like it's legit, man. I don't see too many people having this.
Well,
this
see those. You see those checks. If it's not legit, you won't see a white in a blue check.
Uh-huh.
That means it's been verified.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. I have to know some people on Facebook. If you need some help, he's the guy you need to hit up.
Oh, please.
There
please.
You go, man. I got everybody. Everybody
we
gonna
got
hit
to
you now.
We'll already refrain from that activity. Thank you very much.
Other question I have, Jonathan, is you have Prince all over your stuff. Did you know Prince?
Yeah, no. Actually, he was a big. I mean, I know for a fact. I know his manager, Kenny Bates, is another associate of mine in Vegas who represented Evel Knievel, and he was very close to the man to Prince and Morris Day. Mm. And anyway, when I lived in Vegas and all that, and anyway, but no, I know that Mr. Brown was a big inspiration to Prince and as well as a lot of other, you know, superstars out there.
I can just imagine some of the people you must have met along the way of being Mr. Brown's, you know, right-hand guy. Can you conjure up or pull up any stories back in the past that you could think
sure.
of that might be
yeah,
interesting?
Yeah, I can. Well, I mean, Wyclef, remember Jurassic 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had a song called What's Golden. They used to be on the Cribs MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy named Steve Tegeter, who ran MTV, who's a friend of Quince also, or Quince
mm-hmm.
Met.
Mm-hmm.
Darius McCrary, Kel Mitchell, Brian McKnight, Ron Isley, very good friends with Ali Woodson, God rest his soul. Very dear friend, wonderful man. And Janae Dubois, very dear friend. And
man,
of course, not only to Pittman.
We play with a lot of the same people, man. Darius McCrary is a really good friend of mine. If you guys look up Darius McCrary,
yeah.
you'll see a lot of videos.
I haven't talked to him in a minute.
Same,
but he's good.
Same with,
and he was going to work with Chaka Khan and all that. Yeah.
Kel Mitchell, I hosted a celebrity flag football game with him with the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund.
Is that right?
You know,
yeah,
he's
a great guy.
He's a great, great guy. But what about like back in the day? Like I know you were saying something like Master P or something. I remember we were talking.
Yeah, I don't like. I mean, my name's
something?
in a movie. It's in a movie.
Basically, oh, your name's in a movie.
Yeah, it's.
You
it's
got
in,
the
hookup. I got the hookup. Just go watch the movie. You'll hear my name about six times.
Oh, so that movie, I got the hookup. I think I know which part you're talking about. Which part of the movie?
Well, he came to the pre-Grammys, so I'll just leave it at that. It's a movie that it's flea markets and cell phones.
Okay.
And it came out. I'm not sure when it came out. Quite some time ago. But
I believe it was 1998.
Yeah. Something to that effect.
Well, we're gonna get to you in a second. Hold on. No.
He knows. Trust me. And he's spoken with Eddie Griffin and all my other friends on that's one of the reasons he's on here.
Awesome.
So,
awesome. Well, we're going to give Quinn his chance.
I've known him for a long time, but yeah.
We're going to give Quinn his chance to hear his whole story and everything he's got going on after
absolutely.
Our break.
Absolutely.
I want to get in. I want to get into Janet Jackson. You did Janet Jackson's tour, or how did you meet Janet?
Yeah, well, we bidded for the Northern Market, so
okay.
at Arco Arena in Sacramento, California, 1990 to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were her producers. And, the venue was in Sacramento, California, and then the other one was in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put up a certain amount of, you know, money for bid because I was doing very well, you know, as an entrepreneur and so forth and so on, different companies. And basically, you know, I guess you could say some people say we gave her a break, you know.
You gave her a break.
Janet
Jackson her break?
Well,
wow.
Well,
I'm just trying to dig a little bit and see how far back you go and like what you know, because one of the big things I like to do, Jonathan, and my listeners like is, you know, the middle people are a very big important part of everything that goes on, but people just don't get the middle people never get that spotlight, you know. So
I'm
just trying to really find out what you were a part of and what you were responsible for.
Well,
with
I'll tell
all
you what, you're talking about middle people. I have fantastic people in my company. I have Raymond Payton as my president. I have, of course, Quint Gabriel is my VP. I have Michelle LeBlanc, who's an amazing project manager, executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Beau is my investor relations with Playboy, knows everybody there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an amazing team. You know, Lynn Duckworth, my executive assistant, fantastic woman, incredible person. I have my strategic partners overseas, Revelation Studios, Patrick Kramer, Paul Joseph, James Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have my other partners over in UK, James Crawford, who we're doing some amazing projects with too. And I'm also doing a huge concert overseas with Daft Punk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're just doing our thing, man.
Yeah, no. It sounds like it. So it sounds like you're a power team if people want to get their projects going. Now, you mentioned back before early in the show that you worked with the B.B. King situation. You know, I'm an executive producer on
B.B.
King film. We were talking about that.
Yeah, we're working on it. My partner Denny Diante.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up Denny DIANTE.com, I've known him for like 20 years. He's one of the, this is the guy that got me in the film industry, subsequent to my other project. And an amazing guy, incredibly connected, never ceases to amaze me who he knows. And, you know, he's somebody that, like I said, it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, but it doesn't matter what you have and who you are. It's what's in your heart. And if you believe in the Lord, that's
I always say it's always about what you do with the gifts that God gives you.
Absolutely. You know, some people don't understand the blessings they've been bestowed upon, but, you know, other people do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, I'm looking on your Facebook here, too, and you have a banner here that says Worldwide Who's Who. And then you're posting honored to be included in this exclusive community.
Oh, you're making
community.
Me blush, man.
What is this? What's going on here?
I was inducted to that because Bonnie was inducted to Who's Who, so they felt apt to give it to me because she passed me the torch.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, through that entity and that association, that affiliation, is I was given that.
What do I got to do and my fans got to do to be a who's who? I want to be a who's who the easy way.
Just be yourself, brother man, because you got it what it takes. I mean, you're making some big moves, and I'm very impressed with you. And I mean, we met through another friend, Andrew Lane.
A long time ago. Yeah, shout out to Drew.
And Andrew worked with Kenny Ortega, you know, Michael Jackson, This Is It, and you know, it's full circle, you know. We do a lot with the Jacksons and the Browns, and I'm very close to Tommy Ray Brown, James Brown's widow, and also James Brown II. He's like my nephew. And I'm probably related to Usher, too, because he was deemed as a godson.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Cool.
So yeah, I haven't met Usher as of yet, but I know Keith Graham Snowman, who's his bodyguard, who works with him, and I know I'll be able to meet with him when I need to. I could never do it because Monty was not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
I had many opportunities to go meet a lot of people, but I wouldn't leave Monty.
Yeah, and I mean, we reconnected at my birthday, and don't you say, because this is actually the first time that you actually interacted with Easy Way and actually came to one of our events, I think, which was my birthday at the home of Beverly Hills. What, you mind talking a little bit about your experience and, you know, if anything positive happened from that?
No, it was wonderful. It was awesome, man. It was great meeting you. It felt like meeting an old friend, and I told you we had a God connection. Because I'm very spiritual, and I felt that I was, you know, it was kind of thing where, you know, you have to go by what God says and what God wants you to do, and so I felt driven. I came in on a spiritual connection to begin with. Charles Cantonese and I were very spiritual, and we connected on online through associates that I know. Because, you know, let's face it, it's a small circuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in the industry, you know, everyone knows the same people.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, you know, he and I connected on the spiritual tip, and then we got together, and then of course I met with Frank Dukes, and then when we discussed that night, all we discussed was Jesus and you know, amazing miracles happening, and you know how real God is and everything else, not the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah,
was,
no, we had
more,
a very real conversation, and I just
Quincy
like you, man.
Jones Junior here. He's asking who I was talking to. You want to talk to him for a second, Eric Zuli, on Blog Talk Radio. Hold on a second. I'm gonna put you on the phone, and then we're gonna talk to Quint, of course. But this is Quincy Jones Junior, my dear brother, and tell him, you know, you met him. Hold on a sec. Say hello to Easy Way Broadcasting and Mr. Eric Zuli. Hold on a sec, Quincy Jones Junior.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Q Junior. Nice to talk to you again.
Hello.
Hey, Q Junior. How you doing? Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing? How's going? Everything going?
Going good. You kind of sound like you're in the background. It's really not going to come out that way because we're live on air right now. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people listening to the show. We want to make sure the quality is as good as possible. So if you're on speaker, please try to get off so our audience can hear you. But, hey, welcome to the show. You're a
Let
surprise.
Let me see if I can try to – I'm trying to get you. The static is actually breaking up a lot. Hold on 1 second.
Can I hear? Okay. Q is I guess he's not hearing you well. So we'll
yeah, if you guys are on speaker, try to get off speaker because we want to make sure the quality of the show is as good as possible. But
I got you.
No, okay. Thank you so much for that wonderful surprise. And all right, so Jonathan, we have about 53 minutes left on the show. We met each other at, and the reason I'm bringing this up, guys, is because when you guys are going to an event, and when you guys are trying to build your progression of your career, networking is the most important piece, based upon my observation, of the growth and progression in your career. And then it's also the follow-up. John, what do you think made the connection to where we actually started doing business, we actually started talking more, we actually started being – I mean, we just really kind of met each other at the event, minus being friends on Facebook, and we met through Andrew. But what do you think actually made us start actually talking to where business is starting to generate? You know, like how was the follow-up with everything?
Well, we were speaking each other's language, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a simpatico situation. I felt, synergy. So, it's one of those situations where you connect with somebody and you have a certain, type of feeling with them. And as far as I'm concerned, you and I, we got along very well. And, we had a good common ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a power broker. I'm a power broker.
Yes, sir. I'm a digital one, though. You're an analog.
Yeah, and you're a social media monster. So, bottom line is, very few people know the people you know. And so I can say, I'll give it back to you, my friend. I give you mad props, as they say in the industry. You got the skills to pay the bills. And you are in a situation where it's just a matter of time before your brand recognition gets to the point where, Dick Clark was. Because as far as I'm concerned, just like anything else, if you put your mind to something and you believe in it and you want to achieve that situation, especially if you're clairvoyant and you can envision things,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because visions don't come for no reason at all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm Canadian and I came from Toronto, and I can just tell you that I believe in things. There's a lot of things that I've been brought up to believe, miracles that happen and that kind of thing. So I'm a true believer, I believe you got what it takes. I mean, who couldn't see that? I mean, listen, Ray Charles could see that. God rest his soul. Okay.
As am I a believer. I appreciate that, Jonathan. I really do. And one more thing, I'm looking at this mansion behind you with these really nice cars. Is that yours, or are you just like posting some nice pictures?
No comment.
What do you mean, no comment? I want to go party at your man.
Because I know
Goldstein
people will probably try to track down my address. No, it's all good. No, I don't want to talk about that. I appreciate it. That's very kind of you to say. But no, that's not what it's all about. And what it's all about is the energy to create something, to bring the forefront, to bring joy to people, to give them opportunities they never had. We're doing a reality show one of these days called The Golden Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about taking people from obscurity and bringing them into fame. And we're going to be doing a lot of cause benefits and all kinds of stuff. See, that's, I'm all about cause benefits.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, easy way cares. We got to put those two together. It's all about being like-minded, and God will reward you when you try to be like-minded. So, awesome, man. So Jonathan, I'm going to give you about 5 minutes to promote yourself, your projects, whatever you have. You have going on. We're gonna go a quick commercial break, guys, and then we're gonna come to Quinn. And then what we'll do is we'll just do open book. We could just all talk together. We just have a good old time. So 5 minutes, Jonathan.
Yeah,
whatever you want to talk about, brother.
Okay. First of all, I want to say hello to Ken Davidan, who tried to reach out to me just before my interview here. Our friend from Borat, who I'm gonna be working with on a film.
Oh, Ken Davidan. Yeah.
And, Davidian, wonderful man. We've connected a few times, talked on the phone, really good people. And, that's the other thing, I've dealt with celebrities most of my life. And
you met him at my birthday, right?
Yes, I did. I knew him through somebody else before. I met him on your birthday, and it was really cool. It was like seeing an old friend. And, Bill Zucker and all those guys. So he was one of my lines. I won't discuss with him. It was a line I used in a comedy thing, but anyway, he's a character, and he worked with Kelsey Grammer and all that. I've had amazing opportunities to meet, to meet with Jeff Goldblum, you name it, all these people I've dealt with. It's it's an amazing situation. But, you know, what it really boils down to is if you have all these tools and these opportunities and these resources, what are you going to do with them?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to do something good. And we'd like to bring – we want to bring joy in the entertainment world. And I'm promoting some amazing concert overseas that you'll hear about one of these days. And it's going to be in China, Korea, and Japan through another entity that we deal with, a wonderful man named David. And also some amazing films, At the Hop, The Last Cabalist, Vinyl Cowboy, Stealing Simon, you know, just the list goes on and on. Look at Italy Boys, On the Couch. You know,
Witchboard. We've got.
Yeah, Witchboard. That's true. We have Witchboard, Made Guys. A lot of different films. We're doing like 20, 30 films. You know, some of these films are already what they needed was packaging, which I handle with packaging or contract, and I handle a lot of the contracts. So the secret is that, yes, I'm an executive producer. Yes, I get what I get. Yes, what I, you know, that's my standard, but I don't have to produce all the time. You know, I can pretty much do what I want in the sense of me handling the contracts as an attorney. And for the most part, you know, I do know how to produce. But, you know, who's going to be on all these sets at one time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You only see so many dailies, you know. But, you know, that's it in a nutshell. So, you know, we're working on some amazing projects that are history-making, and, you know, one of these days we'll make the right announcements.
And so if anybody out there is a producer that has a project that might need some funding, that might need some support, you are listening to a gentleman that is highly, highly connected. So if anybody might want to get a hold of you on social media or might want to pitch their projects to you, are you accepting that or are you already pretty full?
Well, yeah, we're open to that. It's based on certain standards, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we would love to hear everything that people have got out there, but we're definitely interested in really great fun projects that we believe that we could attach major celebrities to. So we are basically on the forefront of entertainment. We want to take this entertainment industry by storm. If you want to call us, we do actually have an 800 number that you could reach us at.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell the number.
Okay. 1-888-745-1829. You can call us anytime.
Yeah, guys, well, there you go. Here on Easy Talk Live.
BB Pro at Windfall Entertainment Group. Yeah.
Yeah, here on Easy Talk Live, guys, you're hearing some influential people that have some pull and some relationships to do some things. So make sure you utilize it. This is some of the gifts and tools that we give our listeners. And remember, you can get involved on the tweets. You know, we're very, very socially interactive. And you can download our app if you want to connect to people like this. We have our VIP list section, and you can text EASY to the number 21777, or just follow the movement, Easy Way Broadcast, all over Twitter, Facebook. That's how we do it. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break here, and then when we come back, we're going to tell you guys how you can interact. Got a couple little tips for you, and then we have Quint. I'll make sure I'm saying this right. We have Quint Gabriel. You've worked with some pretty big ones, man. Robert De Niro and Natalie Portman.
Yep.
And this is gonna be a fun interview, man. So, all right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zulu, the top 10 influential person on social media. Crowd score is booming off the charts. We're here to support you guys. We're doing our thing. So, listen to this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulu and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Are you an artist, DJ, or dancer? Have you been looking for a chance to prove your talent to the world with no luck? Well, look no further. Join us for the next To Blow $50,000 National Talent Search. Two lucky contestants will go home with a cash prize of $50,000 and a single deal with a major recording company. Our judges represent some of the largest record labels, including Universal, Island Records, Def Jam Recordings, Atlantic Records, Concord Music Group, After Eden Records, and Interscope. The next To Blow talent search will be coming to a state near you, but slots are limited and will not last long. So register today at www.thenexttoblow.com. That's T-H-E-N-E-X-T, the number 2, B-L-O-W.com. Don't miss out because you could be next.
All right, guys, I am back. All right, and the next To Blow is not a cash prize, actually. It's actually a $50,000 to $100,000 record deal, production deal, distribution with Universal, Sony, Warner Brothers, all the biggest record labels are involved. And we are going to be putting all this out on the Easy Way magazine. And by the way, guys, if you want to get a chance to be in Easy Way magazine, you can always submit to us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, our Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast, Instagram. Yeah, definitely come talk to us, guys. This next issue coming out on Easy Way magazine is going to be beyond amazing. We got CEO space involved. We got some of the biggest names in television, film, technology, finance, corporate, philanthropy. We are just rocking and rolling, man. It's going to be an awesome, awesome magazine. All right, guys. So coming back, we have Quint Gabriel is coming with us now. Quint Gabriel, hello, hello, sir. We're looking forward to getting to know you. And we've still got Jonathan Goldstein with us. So hopefully he hasn't left. But Quint,
no,
tell us your story, man.
I'm just going to be observing.
Ah, all right.
Hello,
so,
hello. How are you?
Hey, good, man. Good. So, first and foremost, you're an actor first, or you're are you a producer as well? You're like, you know, tell us your story. What's going on?
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. I'm actually from LA. I got the love for the acting bug basically by watching one of the most original movies that I've ever seen in my life, of course, which was 1975's Jaws. I love that movie so much. It inspired me. It inspired me basically to go out there and say, I can do this. I could be the next Richard Dreyfuss. I could be the next, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, and I could just go out there and just be myself, be a strong actor, learn my skills, get better at what I do. I also tried stand-up comedy before. Now, one of the things, I have a fun story about that stand-up comedy thing. When I first did stand-up comedy, I got so many laughs. There was actually a casting director there that said that you are hilarious and you need to be in movies, and you have this amazing glow and to your face that just would fit perfect for movies. So that got me basically into the acting from the comedy. Now, comedy I did for about 2 years. It was awesome, and I would never change a thing. So, like, when it comes for, like, an improv, like, on the top of, like, in the films and stuff, I've been able to do that. And a lot of times the directors are like, you are amazing at improv. I did this one commercial. It was back in the day, but it was called Bob the Idiot, and it just basically showed the fun, the funny side that I could physically bring. Now I could do also the serious side too. And we've got with Windfall, and then after that, I met Mr. Goldstein. I met Mr. Goldstein, I believe, and I think I'm messaging around here,
yeah.
Through Lauren Reed around 2008. And we have been working together ever since. He knows how amazing of an actor I am. He knows that I show in the abilities of what I am and why so many people want to work with me, why so many people say, yeah, this guy is so amazingly talented. I have an amazing like guy that he's I worked with, and he doesn't want his name out there, but I did 3.5 years to work on a voice for a movie for him, and it was called Twinkie, and this movie I spent a lot of time working on that voice, so I don't know if the listeners want to hear that voice, but I could do that voice. The other thing is that since I met JG, it's been nothing but great things. This guy has some of the biggest connections in Hollywood, and I have never been so thrilled to work with such a great power player like the way JG is. We have now become super friends, and he is just an amazing guy that takes God and puts him first in his life, and then everything else comes second to nature with him. And one of the things about him that, if you haven't heard it already, the guy is a great down-to-earth guy. If you are there and you ever want to move somewhere else and get further in any industry, especially the entertainment industry, this is the guy you want to talk to. This is the guy you want to meet. This is the guy you want to be with, because this guy has got connections. I have talked to Eddie Griffin on the phone. I have talked to Jeff Goldblum on the phone. I have talked to Jason Bateman. We have talked to Liam Neeson. We are in contract negotiations with some of the biggest movies out there. And we also have co-producers that are amazing that are working indirectly with us. Anybody ever hear of a guy named Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
One of the co-producers for one of our great movies that we're working on.
Tom Hanks is one of your guys' co-producers? Wow.
He's working indirectly with us, but not he's kind of doing the co-producing of it. We're funding the movie.
Okay, but
we are very
co-producer on your guys' project. That's huge.
Yep, on one of our projects, correct?
Wow.
So
okay.
Yeah, and it's amazing to have him, and we are blessed every single day. And I mean, for Windfall Entertainment Group, we are growing at the fastest rate that I've ever seen. We are on IMDb again, like Mr. Goldstein was saying. We're under Windfall Entertainment Group. We are always looking for the biggest and brightest people, the people that are more interested in taking their career to the next level. Because with our connections, we're not going to just make you step out of a box. We're going to put you in an entire universe filled with movies, and we're going to show you that anybody that we take on that we believe is going to be a star will be a star. So
you believe I'm going to be a star? Jonathan told me I was going
to
be a star.
We can make you a star, Eric.
I told you I want you to be at the hop, brother man. I told you that.
Yeah.
I was going to give you FaceTime or whatever you want.
I'm just
speaking role, you know.
We
cool.
We'll put you in as like a host or something of one of the shows, you know. And how about this? We'll let you work next to Dick Clark even.
Well, there won't be. It'll be Michael Weatherly as Dick Clark, but yeah.
Do you guys have like? I was going to say, do you have like a seance that we're going to do or what? No, I'm kidding.
Whatever you want to do, Eric. Okay.
That's
okay. Now I feel like you're just pushing it like towards Witchboard, which is another movie we're working on. So.
No, I'm looking
but
at. Yeah,
yes,
you mentioned Jaws. You mentioned Jaws, Quint. I had the honor and pleasure to meet Richard Dreyfuss, talk with him for about an hour.
Awesome.
And, you know, I'll do a show specifically dedicated to what I talked to Richard about, because he had a lot of interesting things to say about Hollywood. And he's a really amazing guy. And Jaws, I think, is one of the beginning movies that kind of set the bar for a lot of things. And I'm looking at your IMDb. It looks like you're doing a lot of things here. It looks like you've been an actor for a while now. You have a lot of credits. Out of all the projects that you've done, Quint, what do you think's been your most gratifying and why?
That's a very good question. I'm going to have to probably say the movie Twinkie I did, because it took, like I said, about 3 years to develop the character's voice in general. And the director physically also put me as an associate producer because of the dedication that I stuck into this movie. I put my heart and soul into this character. I don't have a picture of him on IMDb. I don't know if I do, I think. But I think I do. But he's a little guy. He's got kind of this hat, and he's got like a propeller, basically like a little – he was kind of like what you call the autism character. He didn't know where he was in certain times, but he always knew about his mommy and his uncle. And this film, I believe, pulled so much out of me that I believe that it took me to another level as an actor. Now, there's another movie that I physically also want to talk about that I really enjoyed doing, and that was the one which was called The Master with Joaquin Phoenix. This was an amazing film, and one of the things about this is that it was a very artsy film, which I thought was really, really cool. And it was really awesome to work indirectly with Joaquin Phoenix. And Joaquin Phoenix is an amazing actor. I mean, the guy was just so focused, and I loved what he brought to The Master. And Amy Adams was amazing. Also, she was there also. So it was that I would probably have to definitely say those particular films really took me to the next level, took me to say that I could do from basically anything. I can play any type of character, and I could build these characters in my mind and craft them to make them what they are in people's eyes when they see it on the screen, Eric.
I feel you too. I'm not really. I mean, I'm an actor too. I'm in the TV series Mr. and Mrs. Smith as an agent, and I've done commercials and I've done little things here and there. So, but I do feel you. And there's always those particular projects that kind of like stays in your heart as far as how things happen. I want to go a little further back with you, Quint, though. When you first got your first agent, when you first got involved with your team, can you explain to us how you got your team that took you to that next level?
Okay, did you say team? I want to make sure I understood what you said.
Team, your agent, your managers, your you know, like think back. How old were you when you got your first project? You know, your first real thing, and then how did you get involved with your team? How did you know they were the right people?
Well, it would have to be before I had an agent. It was when I did Ship to Shore. Now, Ship to Shore was with a very, very, very young Heath Ledger. And Heath Ledger, I never thought would be what he is today, but I was honored to work with him. And that guy with his dedication and with his heart, I mean, I'm sorry, but I have to give him a moment of silence. Don't remember him. He was the Joker. This guy put his heart and he put his soul into bringing this Joker alive. So one of the things that I would have to say, he inspired me and he made me feel that, I mean, that this is what I want to do. My agents didn't really come until I was in 98, I believe, after I started to do a little comedy on the side and do some stand-up, I got my first agent. Now, my first agent was a company called Charlie's Talent Agency. They worked with me very, very well, and they got my name out there. But with agents and stuff, I mean, we are basically trying to take the agent thing and blow it up even three times, Eric. We're trying to say that we could basically do agent ourselves because of the amount of films that we are doing, basically.
Oh, that's so you guys are not only doing the film finance thing, but you're also opening opportunities for the talents. And so are you thinking about opening up an agency with Windfall Entertainment Group? Jonathan, you're welcome.
We are Windfall Entertainment Group.
No, I'm saying, are you thinking about opening up an agency for talent? Are you thinking about, becoming, getting agents or becoming agents and, the reason I'm asking is because I have hundreds of thousands of followers, and a lot of them are up-and-coming talents that want to do things, whether they're singers or writers or producers or actors wanting to be working actors, and so they're very interested in things like this. So is that something you guys see you doing in the future? Is that something you're doing now, opening a talent agency?
Interject here for a minute?
Please.
We're going to have casting calls in the future.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going
to
say,
give everybody an opportunity to show us what they have based on certain projects that we have lined up. So,
okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, so we have 28 minutes left in the show. Quinn, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, whatever you'd like to promote. And then I want to go into a couple specifics of how the industry's changing and how new school, old school is meeting new school and how things are going to move forward. I want to get both of you guys. So we're going to go another break, and then we're going to get into that topic. But please, by all means, Quint, go ahead and talk for the next 5 minutes of whatever you'd like to promote.
No problem. So for all your listeners out there, we have some amazing film projects I just want to go over. We got At the Hop, starring Jay Moore, Olivia Dukakis, Steven Van Zandt, Michael Imperdinelli, Michael Weatherly. We're in contract negotiations with Robert De Niro, Lady Gaga. We've also got The Last Cabalist. We're going to shoot this in Portugal. We're going to shoot it in Germany. We've got Jeremy Irons working on it with us. We've also got Robert Patterson. We've also got Ron Perlman. We've got an amazing visual effects people that are going to do it called Pixelmato, which done Hugo. We've got distribution. We've got Revelation Studios backing the project. We've got an amazing director for The Last Cabal that's called Billy August. We've got our amazing director for At the Hop, which is, I think we got it, John Leonetti. And Matt Leonetti has our cinematographer. So we have got all these plus thousands and thousands of more movies that we could cast the right people for. We definitely would love to hear from you, but we only are interested in projects that we could bring the A-list talent to for you. But we are excited to be here, and we look forward to all your questions and talk to you soon.
Yeah, if I may say so, we do consulting, packaging, for distribution, handle contracts. We're full facet in that respect, and we do have certain standards for criteria for material. It has to be WGA, registered with the Writers Guild, and also current content. And if it's a bestseller or something like that, obviously it makes it a big difference. And if it has equity, that's always a big plus. But we're open. We look at different projects.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. So it sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for all the listeners that are out there that might want to be doing some stuff. So definitely make sure to rewind this show many times and listen to what they were saying. And again, the company is called Windfall Entertainment Group. And we are here on the show with Jonathan Goldstein, the right-hand man for the legend himself, James Brown. And he's a concert promoter, tour person. He's doing film financing. He's just the power broker upon power brokers now in the industry. And he was nice enough to bring the wonderful Quint Gabriel on, actor extraordinaire, doing some really, real big things. So I just wanted to reiterate that. If anybody new that's tuning in, that's coming on, that's what we're doing, who we're interviewing. It's an awesome, amazing, fun show. Hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. How are you guys enjoying it? How's my John?
Oh, fantastic.
Quint?
Are we going to have a Q&A?
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we are. We're going to go to Q&A. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break here. And then we're going to get into a couple specific questions that I want to get into. And I really appreciate the time, guys. So, all right, guys, you listen to Easy Talk Live.
You're the Hollywood it man, so of course.
I really appreciate
your time too, Eric.
I don't like that name. I appreciate the fans
okay,
giving
forgive
it to me,
me,
but
you're the man. How's that? You're the man.
I'm easy. I do it the easy way. But
he's amazing.
Appreciate the support. All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WT Networks, Wascal, as well as Verizon, Amazon TV, and all of our partners, Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, Actors Reporter, Fan TV, Global Networks, it goes on and on, Wire Image, and all the people that we work with. We love everybody and their support. We love all the fans and everybody that's listening. Guys, listen to this quick commercial break. This is one of our shows we do every Monday with Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out the Rockers and my dad with the Knights of Columbus. It's an amazing baby boomer show. If you guys have your grandparents or anybody that you might think this might be a cool show, please spread the word. Please help share it. Please help get it out there. This is one of our shows, Mondays at 10 o'clock, and when we come back, we're going to get into a couple specifics of how the industry is changing, and we call it advice time. So our guests are going to give you guys some advice on some questions I hope that you guys are going to enjoy getting some answers from. I'm Eric Zulli with Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, remember to download our app if you want to keep in touch with the movement. That's how we do it. So we're going to get into advice time. Guys, we're with Jonathan Goldstein and Quint Gabriel. Jonathan, you're an attorney, correct? You're an entertainment attorney?
Yeah, I am. That's correct.
Awesome. Do you mind if I pick your brain a little bit for our listeners?
Go right ahead, brother.
I appreciate it. All right, so there's this thing called the NDA, an NDA, non-circumvent, non-compete, non-disclosure.
It's non-disclosure agreement, non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreement, correct.
Yeah, and so why would one need that, and how important is something like that for the beginner in the entertainment or beginner in business?
It's real simple. I mean, you obviously have to protect your intellectual property that you're disseminating to other parties and making sure that they don't circumvent you. In other words, take your idea and run with it, or try to do some business with one of your other associates without, you know, I've had those kind of situations happen to me before, and it's not a good feeling, you know.
I think we all have.
I've done things on GP, and I've learned, you know. So, for the most part, it's better to protect your interests, protect yourself, protect your clients and everything else with documentation to support the fact that you all have a third-party agreement and there's no discrepancies as far as, you know, them knowing that this is a contract, that you can't breach the covenant and give away information that people work very hard to put together, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that advice. Much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Jonathan, this is a question for you as an attorney as well as a consultant in the entertainment and business field. What are some of the five, if you can think of five major things to look out for, you know, in the entertainment
Absolutely.
Business field to be protected? What would you say and why?
Well, I would tell any young ladies that are aspiring actors, they call them actors now, actresses, actors, to make sure that you bring somebody along with you on a casting call, especially if it's somebody of a private environment. We're just trying to dispel the myth of the casting couch and all that. There's a certain element in the industry that you have to be very leery of. And you know, if you've got good source, good credentials, good references, and so forth, and it came into the right avenue, then you're okay. But it's always to be good, you know. Precautionary measures are very important in this industry because you don't want to end up in the wrong situation. You know, there's a lot of bad energy in certain environments, and you don't want to deal with that. You know, there's a lot of situations where they feel that, you know, that they own you or that you are, you know, they're you know, you're in debt to them to the degree of, you know, just ridiculousness. And it's just not, you know, it's not something I believe in personally. And so, for the most part, it's a circus. You know, the business is a circus in a lot of respects. And you just have to know what corners to, you know, what paths to walk. You know what I mean? You can't deviate. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that you deal with somebody who's got good integrity, establishment, and, you know, it's always good to check references.
That's great advice. I appreciate it. So that's mainly towards the artists and actresses that are female.
Yeah, you want to do due diligence on anybody, yeah.
You don't want to let yourself get put into a position that could make you feel uncomfortable. right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's great advice. That's one. You got four more to go.
Oh, boy. I didn't know it was homework today, brother man. For the most part, like I said, you know, it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. And if you meet the right people in the right setting, don't be afraid to approach people because, you know, I mean, we're really blades of grass on God's green earth. No one's different than anybody else. We're all people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you bring it down to a human level right. and just basically, you know, being your friend, you know, be sincere, you know, and just speak your piece and just say, this is what I want to do. This is what I can do. And this is what I'd like to do. And I would like to submit something, you know, to you or something to that effect. Or, you know, for the most part, it really just depends on how you approach somebody. You know, closed mouth don't get fed. And it's a situation where, you know what you're about. You know, it's just, you know, it's how you present yourself, you know. So just like anything else, you have to be a good salesperson. You know, you have to be a good marketer. You have to be a good promoter, packager, whatever. You know, you're your own brand. So you have to bring, yeah.
May I say something?
Certainly.
Please, by all means, Frank.
I know this may not be in any relation to what you're talking about, but I forgot to mention it, that I will be in Sacramento for the Sac Film Fest. I would love for anybody that is in that particular area, please come out, support it, and come and ask me some questions, and come out. I would love to say hi to you.
It is the capital of California, after all.
Yes, it is. I will be there.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And so, anything else you can think of, John, or should we go into to the acting
part?
Just to basically
keep your eyes open for the right elements. And another thing is, you know, the acting mill is you know, very rampant. And, you know, make sure that if you go into that, you know, situation, there's certain schools that will give you, you know, situations that really don't necessarily come into fruition. And you're one of many people in a statistic, you know, as a statistic, you know, chances are you won't get your opportunity. And I want to dispel the myth, you know, if you meet the right people, you're going to get where you want to go. So it's just a matter of who you know.
Now, I there's one saying that you always say that I think this would be considered advice. You know, you always say, and I say this not to impress you, but impress upon you.
I say it's not to impress you, but impress upon you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, you know, everyone starts from a certain point. You know, when we go back to the upper, you know, to the heavens, you know, we're going to be stripped of all of our dignity, and we're going to be the person that we came into this world being.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the bottom line is, it's better to be humble and not, you know, and be open-minded and be loving and appreciative of the blessings that you have,
mm-hmm.
and also be a real person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I agree 100%. And so, Quint, going over to you, you know, what do you recommend?
Sure.
What's the best ways to get booked on an acting role? What's the best way to get on film or television or print or what's, you know, the up and comer that might want to get involved that's trying to get more famous and get into the industry?
Take your time. When you get your lines, memorize them. It's as simple as memorize them. We don't want you to come in. We don't want you staring at your paper. I'm sorry, but we don't want you staring at your paper. We want you to be able to memorize them. And anyway, there's lots of different ways that people memorize. But when you memorize, it also helps you so that you can add your own theory to these characters. You can improv, and you could bring more emotion to a character. If you're reading, it just sounds like we're playing a tape, Eric. And that's the way I look at it. So for them to get better at that would probably be the way that they're going to get better roles and betterly noticed in the industry itself. And I believe improv. I think improv gets a little bit underrated because cold reading is so high up, Eric. I think improv can really show the amount of emotion, the amount of flair, the amount of action, the amount of anger that you could bring to characters. So, like, if you give somebody a situation and you tell them to act that out versus a cold read. So maybe what casting directors should start doing, this is just my opinion, though, because they will still be doing, of course, the way that they do. But I think that they should do cold read, and then they should also give them a situation and let them act it out in front of them.
Okay. What about headshots and the look? You know, I know a lot of people will say that getting booked is based upon, you know, having the right headshot and the right look. Do you think that has something to do with it, or would you not agree?
I do slightly agree with that. But that also, remember, is I believe, Eric, that is more character driven. So that's like, if I needed a cowboy and a guy comes in with a cowboy hat. He's got the boots on. I mean, and that kind of thing, I mean, really, really could fit. Now, would I look higher on him because he comes in with just all the cowboy thing? No, because what if he comes in like that and then he gives a, he sits there and he's staring like at his paper, Eric, at the same time while he's trying to read the line. So maybe we would choose somebody else that maybe has more of a, just a country look in the face. Versus that guy that came in dressed up as a cowboy.
Gotcha. Okay, so you think that if the role is for a cowboy, then it's good to show a picture of looking like a cowboy and trying to look the role. You think that actually does have some of the... I don't know. I don't. You know,
I agree with that, actually, Eric. And I am very character-driven. So if you come into an audition with me, I would believe, and I would want you to show me that character. I'm visual. So what I would love for you to show me is like, if I tell you, like, a character, I want you to act that out. Even if you could just set down your lines and just give me an improv, and then after that, you could do the cold read for me. Because I want somebody that could physically... act on spot. You see, because when you are, I mean, a lot of people, maybe a lot of actors don't think this, and maybe some actors do, but the director's vision comes from basically, you've got to think about it. The director, let's say he has this certain thing in mind that he wants to do.
We can hear about
basically with a director.
You can hear a bunch of background noise. It's kind of hard to hear what you're saying. Some people If you guys don't mind, you know, try to limit the background noise. We want to definitely hear everything you're
sorry
saying.
About that.
People are very specific on this show. They'll bark. They want to listen to you. This is the most important part of the show. Well, I shouldn't say the most important, but one of the favorite parts of the show that my fans like is the advice portion of the show. Because this is great advice.
Okay.
This is definitely great advice. I'd like to go into the transition of the new world. We got 10 minutes left. But, you know, right now, television is really changing. Technology is really changing. Film is really changing. You know, I mean, it's more about IPTV now than it is television. I don't know exact numbers, but it's something like hundreds of thousands, even millions of people are getting off of paid television to now go to free television. And you as producers, would you agree with that? Are you following that transition? Do you have any advice with that?
Well, I would say in this transition and in this day and age that I think sooner or later everything is going to turn into what they call a streaming network. It's like going to be everything is going to physically stream, and maybe even Redbox might be gone within a couple, maybe 5 to 10 years. So I'm thinking that everything sooner or later is just going to go through a television, through a little box. Or it's all going to stream, though. It's all going to be directly related to the internet. The bad news is that what about them baby boomers? They're going to have to learn that. And I could just imagine a face of one of them just trying to figure out like what they're going to do with this TV. You know, it's like doesn't it have a power button anymore?
Mm-hmm. It's all mobile now, man.
Button?
All mobile and app. Well, Jonathan,
like,
what's
your
opinion?
You got to go.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I'm sorry, Quentin. Please finish, and then Jonathan, I'd love to hear your opinion on my same question.
Oh, okay. And so I was like, you got to go into this app just to turn on the television. And I bet that's where I see our technology taking us. I think sooner or later, because phones are becoming the biggest thing that ever has come around. There is people that do everything on their phone. Look at, we got an Apple Watch. We've got cell phones that do everything. They run off processors. They're just like a computer now. They do everything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's probably all going to be app generated. It is basically going to be my answer to your question, Eric. I think
it's
going to be app generated, and you, yeah.
It's all going to app.
Yep.
Jonathan, are you still there with us? Or did he leave us? Jonathan's a busy guy, man. He might be on the other line. All right. So what about
line, Eric?
Television? Like we're doing WoW School. You know, we're involved with a company called WoW School, which is what powers our new network with Amazon TV. And I mean, this is literally a social network television, Time Warner. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty incredible with some really amazing technology where the fans can actually choose the camera angles of what they want to watch, and they can get very, very interactive. You know, for the acting world and the way things are done, I do you think that everything's going to go app-based? I really think that a lot of, like, auditions and castings and situations are going to be app-based. I think everything's going to be app-based and social network-driven. You know, by 2017.
Honestly, Eric, that's where I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, I think TVs are going to be app-driven sooner or later, but I think the biggest thing that is going to switch to app-driven is so that you could be in front of some of the biggest casting directors out there. It's going to be all through social media, and then it's all going to be driven through apps, and you're going to just basically record your audition, and it's automatically going to be sent directly to the casting director. No, I mean, you don't even have to do anything else, basically. That app's going to do it all.
Oh, yeah, then people aren't even going to have to leave their house. They're not going to have to go to auditions anymore. You know, they can just do it right from their phone. Yeah, you know, that's what I think is going to happen. That's what, we're working on doing that ourselves with some things that we're doing. But, all right, so we got 6 more minutes left in the show. I guess Jonathan left us. He might be a little busy, but
I'm actually here. Are you there?
Oh, you are here. Okay, because I asked you.
There he is. There's
you're back.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your opinion on the same question, Jonathan, that I asked previously,
okay,
which was you know, IPTV is changing everything. And,
sure.
And go ahead.
Well, basically, yes, I agree. It's a lot of it's going to be app driven. That goes without question. And also, there's a new technology that's going to be out that's just going to blow everybody's mind, and I'm involved in that. And that's all
mm-hmm.
I can say about that. But
tell us about that technology. I want to get
very
my mind blown, and so does our fans.
It's well, I'm told that when I see the demonstration, it's gonna give me a heart attack. So I'll have an EMT on hand.
Well, we don't want to have you have a heart attack on the show. I'd be held responsible. So maybe we'll say that for the next one.
No, no, I'm actually in pretty good shape in that respect. But for the most part, no, I've been told that I've already signed a letter of intent. With these gentlemen, I have a contract with them, and it's just amazing opportunity. You know, with something overseas that has a master patent to a technology that everybody wants, and they're giving me the opportunity to set up territories in different markets.
That's awesome. That is really cool. Well, I really appreciate
that on a different phone call.
Yeah.
This isn't a phone call. This is a radio show. This is a network radio show. This can go all over the place. It may feel like a phone call, but we're on air, baby. We got a lot of people listening to us right now. So, remember, guys, hashtag easy way. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do you mind if I give out some shout outs then? If you don't
please,
mind.
Please do.
So I want to shout out to my agents. I want to shout out to my managers and to my one and only Mr. Jonathan Goldstein. I also want to give a shout out to all our buddies. I mean, I've got my girl, everything else. I mean, blessings are everywhere, and it's only getting better.
All right, Jonathan, you have a special shout out?
Yeah, I want to shout out to my son, Mike Ross, who's actually in Sacramento, California right now. And he's an actor, too. He goes by Michael Ralston. And this guy is just as good as, if not better than, Jim Carrey. He gets into his characters. He's unbelievable. And I'm very proud of him. We developed his career, and you'll be hearing about him very soon. Michael Ralston is his stage name. And I'm very proud of him. And I've got some other surprises coming up.
Awesome. All right. Well, we got about 60 seconds left in the show. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. I'm very appreciative. Thank you for being a guest on the show today, guys. Remember, you can hit
us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hit
Thank
us
you,
up
Eric.
At four.
Have a good night.
You're welcome, Quint. Hit us up at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, guys, if you want to be on the show. I'm always out and about on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you to everybody that supports us. Hashtag EasyWay. And we will catch you guys on the next show, whenever that might be. Hit us up on Twitter and tell us what you want to hear, who you want me to interview, and what you want to hear next from Easy Way. Love you guys. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
God bless.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the
awesome.
Easy Way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.